We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The Prime Minister has put pressure on health officials to solve compassionate border cases after an Australian woman has been unable to farewell her dying father and is being forced to fork out $7,500 for a chartered flight to move from Sydney to Melbourne quarantine. Anna Coffey rushed home from New York to farewell her father in palliative care in a Melbourne hospital after he had suffered a serious stroke. The 32-year-old has been vaccinated against COVID-19 and has tested negative for the virus 3 times in the past week, but none of those factors have a bearing on Australia's quarantine process. Scott Morrison has apologised personally to Ms. Coffey and is pushing for consistent solutions for compassionate cases caught up in quarantine restrictions. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Vaccines will be mandatory for residential aged care workers, with everyone required to have at least a first dose by mid-September. Quarantine workers and their household members must also have the jab, under changes agreed to at an emergency national cabinet on Monday night. As multiple states battle community transmission of the highly infectious Delta strain, state leaders convened and agreed to tighten health measures after several failures. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Victoria Cross winner Ben Roberts-Smith has told a court that journalists at Nine newspapers should just be ashamed for destroying the legacy of fallen Australian soldier Matthew Locke. SAS Sergeant Locke fought in the action in Afghanistan in 2006. Nine's lawyers have alleged that a spotter was killed by the two soldiers unnecessarily. Mr. Roberts-Smith is suing Nine and three of its journalists for a series of articles alleging he is a war criminal and that he struck a woman he was in a relationship with. And in sport, it was an uncomfortable flight home for Queensland captain Daly Cherry-Evans, who was forced to travel home with the New South Wales Blues squad following an embarrassing loss in the second State of Origin clash at Suncourt Stadium. Meanwhile, given the ongoing COVID restrictions, the Blues were forced to contain celebrations to the team hotel. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.